different ways.
Any questions?
Okay. First of all, just what's the general mindset right now offensively after the bye?
Basically just getting back on track and doing the little things the right way.
Tell me about what it's been like for you personally the last few weeks. It seems like you've gotten a lot more defensive attention. Has that been hard to deal with, frustrating?
It's definitely frustrating when you're used to getting the ball 9-10 times a game. But, you know, it's part of the process of, you know, being an elite receiver. And, you know, it's all right because, you know, we got Eddie on the other side who's able to, you know, catch those 9 and 10 balls and keep those chains moving. So we're fine.
Do you feel like it'll help you having a lot of the guys back?
Absolutely. I mean, whenever, you know, you take guys like Tony Scheffler, Brandon Stokely out of the game plan, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, those are big pieces to our puzzle.
The only games you guys have lost so far this year are the games that you guys have turned the ball over. Mm-hmm. How much is that a focal point for this game?
Well, I'm still carrying the ball around in between team periods and practice, so that's what it is, you know. Ball security. We need to continue to protect the football.
Mike Shanahan instituted the Wildcat formation. Would you be interested in being the role of Ronnie Brown?
No.
No? Why not?
I'm a real wide receiver.
Yeah, did you get the chance to have the ball?
I don't like getting hit.
Is this game kind of gut check time for you guys as a team, not just an offense? I mean, after the New England game and 3 hours?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, we've been losing lately, and, you know, we want to get back on that winning streak and, you know, get on the right track. So it definitely is. And, you know, everybody got to look in the mirror first before they start pointing fingers.
Has there been talk about, you know, with San Diego losing, how you guys are still in good shape?
I mean, we control our own destiny, and, you know, it's still a lot of football to be played. Shoot, we're not even halfway through the season yet. We got one more game to be at 8. So a lot of football left, and we control our own destiny.
Brandon, what's different about Miami from last year this year?
I don't know. I didn't watch them last year, and, you know, this is my first week watching them this year. And it seems like, you know, they just they got a little swagger about themselves. You know, whenever you're losing, you know, you kind of put your head down and you're not motivated. But it seems like, you know, they just, you know, they're upbeat and they getting it done.
Going back for a second, is it a matter of you guys pulling them out of the double coverage on you by having success elsewhere? Do you think that is?
Or? Well, there's certain things that you can do. Like if they want to go cover two to stop our passing game, then we should be able to run the ball and get them out of the cover two. So it's imperative that we get a running game going. Week in and week out, and if they want to double me, that's fine. We have other guys like Brandon Stokely and Eddie Rowe that can get the job done as well. You know, we all do some things different, but in the end, we're all playmakers.
No, we're not expecting 30 carries to start, but what were your impressions of Terrain in camp when you saw him?
Good, really good, actually. Tough and just explosive.
Gives you guys something you've been missing in the running game?
I mean, he, like I said, in the end, everybody's all playmakers. Look at a guy like Seven Young, Michael Pittman, Andre Hall, you know, pretty much a little bit different. They do things different, but they're all playmakers in their own way. So, you know, he's definitely a piece to the puzzle, and this week we'll see how big of a piece he is. Good.
Second us.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Did he open that? I was shocked at his answer.